910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guy's weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girl's weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells. Let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guy's weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girl's weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial. And I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wishdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is your local civic media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Brat Fest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial. And I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guy's weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girl's weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wishdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays 10 till noon on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local civic media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial. And I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial. And I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guy's weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girl's weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial. And I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guy's weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girl's weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
Could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial. And I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guy's weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girl's weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial. And I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guy's weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girl's weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. What would President Biden do if his son Hunter is convicted on federal gun charges?
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial. And I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
The president in an exclusive interview today with ABC's David Muir. Former President Trump is campaigning in Arizona, a state he lost in 2020. 11 people are hospitalized, 7 smuggling suspects arrested after authorities in South Texas found more than 24 migrants in a secret compartment of a trailer. Cuban officials say 4 Russian ships, including a nuclear-powered submarine, will arrive in Havana next week. A boil water advisory has been lifted in Atlanta now that a major water main break has been fixed. This is ABC News. Another country is accusing Israel of genocide.
Spain is the first European country to take the step after South Africa filed its case with the International Court of Justice in The Hague late last year. It alleges that Israel's breached the Genocide Convention in its military assault on Gaza. The courts ordered Israel to immediately halt its offensive in Rafah, but has stopped short of ordering a ceasefire for the enclave. Israel has not complied. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
Stock trading company Robinhood Markets is buying cryptocurrency exchange Bitstamp for about $200 million. Bitstamp was founded in 2011. Robinhood says this will be its first institutional business. A change at one of the biggest fashion houses. The artistic director who replaced Karl Lagerfeld at Chanel, Virginie Viard, is leaving the company. Chanel is not announcing a replacement at this point. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Earl Ingram.
Susan from Kenosha. Good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. I'm 74. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to purchase a car or a home. These are things that are at stake.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. First responders across the Southwest are dealing with an uptick in heat-related emergencies. Glenn Simpson with Community Ambulance in Southern Nevada is urging neighbors to look out for each other.
If you recognize somebody is not acting right, it's not acting normal, they're beginning to act confused or dazed, that potentially is heat-related, it's best for you to pick up the phone and call 911.
Multiple firefighters who were battling a blaze at a vegetable packing plant in Coachella, California, where it's over 100 degrees, were hospitalized. During an exclusive interview with ABC News, President Biden was adamant that U.S. weapons won't be used to strike Moscow or the Kremlin, even though he authorized them to be used in Russia. The Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry now says at least 40 people were killed in an Israeli strike on a school that was turned shelter in central Gaza, including 14 children. This is ABC News. The European Central Bank is the latest in the world to cut its own interest rates. More charges and now more details from prosecutors handling the accused Long Island serial killer case.
It's now up to six women that suspected Gilgo Beach serial killer Rex Heuermann is facing charges over on Long Island. Investigators say the killings of two more women, a 2003 decapitation and another 1993 killing, have been linked to Heuermann through DNA evidence. Prosecutors say these killings expand the timeline of murders. The 60-year-old Heuermann is now charged in by nearly two decades. Heuermann is a former New York City architect and remains jailed after his arrest last summer, initially suspected in the murders of four Long Island women. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
This Saturday's Belmont Stakes will actually take place at Saratoga because Belmont is undergoing renovations. And that means the last leg of the Triple Crown will not be the traditional mile and a half. It's being shortened to a mile and a quarter. And that change is a big reason why so many of the top three-year-olds are running in the 10-horse race. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Wondering what makes Wisconsin Dells the perfect summer getaway? Let's find out. Let's splash. Let's play. Let's try something completely new. Let's make sure we do this again next year. Hey, I'm working up an appetite. Let's eat. Need a guys' weekend? Let's do guy stuff. Need a girls' weekend? Let's go, girls. Need a family getaway? Let's have some together time. Wisconsin Dells, let's make this the best vacation ever. Go to wisdells.com and start planning your trip to the water park capital of the world today.
Matt Mayer on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol. Honor the Earth Powwow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at Civic. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.